This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Ben Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Someone who can do amazing things with music is Adam Rudigier. In recent times, he's been looking at the music of pop legend David Bowie. An inspiration to Adam, composer, performer, multi-instrumentalist and broadcaster is Adam. The music of David Bowie has been so much of an inspiration that he's stripped back the tunes and rebuilt them as jazz, and he's launching the album during the Stonington Jazz Festival. It's called the Adam Rudigier Quintet, The Bowie Project. To tell us about the making of the album, the history behind the project, none other than Adam Rudigier himself. Welcome back to Bent Notes.
Thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure to be back.
What triggered the idea behind using David Bowie material for this project?
Before it was a project, I just liked to include the odd Bowie song in the jazz set, just to try him out, I suppose. I always found Bowie wrote some pretty interesting chords, almost like, you know, a genius or a madman. You can't really tell. One thing that when I first started paying attention to Bowie, which was comparatively late in life compared to some of my friends, the thing that made me gravitate towards the music was trying to decipher what the hell was going through his mind when he wrote the chord changes, you know, and a lot of his lyrics are quite indecipherable at times, are very oblique and very open to interpretation. But I think that's what gives him an aspect of universality, that everybody just puts their own meaning on the words, and sometimes the story that he tells don't really make linear sense, but you just have to come up with your own interpretation. So yeah, I just started to put a few Bowie tunes in the set, and then I realized I had a repertoire of maybe about five or six tunes, and I always loved the songs from Labyrinth. So I guess that was my starting point, but I wanted to encompass all eras, because you meet people in your travels who are, you know, they're, I love David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. And you're like, yeah, well, but what else do you like about David Bowie? They're like, what do you mean? Like, what else is there? Oh, I don't like that 80s stuff. And I've sort of reacted to that badly. I thought to myself, well, I'll show you. I'm going to plunder that 80s stuff and the 90s stuff and the stuff in the last album and try and find the gems and the ones that lend themselves to being interpreted as jazz. Because it's quite hard when you interpret pop tunes that often, I mean, David Bowie's kind of an exception because there's lots of chords in his music. But, you know, if you take like really simple pop songs, it's kind of hard to do them as jazz sometimes, because the more that you complicate it, the more you get away from the source material and you lose the sort of essence of it. But I feel like there's enough going on in Bowie's music to make it really interesting to an improviser.
All of his music, or have you found some pieces that just haven't worked?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's things that I've considered, and people always suggesting things to me, and I try to take them on board as much as I can, but there's some things that, yeah, I'm just like, I can't see how I would make that work, or it's too much like another one, like, oh, that'll just be another one chord jam or a two chord jam. And you know, I wanted to have a breadth of different styles, so there's a couple of swing tunes, and there's on the album, there's, it's quintet album, but there are a couple of trio numbers, and I do a solo piano medley, and I play another piece just solo piano. So there's a couple of different contexts for it, so it's not samey, and there's some Latin flavors in there as well.
Sounds like a nice selection.
Yeah, well, I worked hard at trying to, you know, have it really encompass a few different areas.
In putting it together, have you had any challenges with the music, other than the pieces you just chuck out because you don't think they're appropriate or they're repetitious? Have there been any particular challenges with pieces that you've really wanted to get right?
Well, we've been playing this material live for over a year now, maybe about 18 months, and we've done a fair few gigs at the Paris Cat. There are always Liz and Serge at the Paris Cat are really great supporters of my music, and I'm really grateful to them for giving us a platform to be able to develop our ideas. So I come up with a sort of general arrangement, and then with the band, Tom Mitchell on drums and Adam Spiegel on bass, that's my trio. And then on the album, we've also got Damon Brunton on trumpet and Luke Carbon on sax. We've really refined it and gone in there and talked about all the nuances that we want in there and in this particular part. You know, we want it to be very multi-layered and just like a really high quality, well thought out piece of work in terms of the arrangements. And then, of course, the challenge is to have all that detail in there and still keep it spontaneous and vibing.
A bit of a balance between having things notated word for word and giving yourself some opportunity to extemporize.
Well, that's the balancing act of jazz, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It's the life we chose.
You've got some music to play for us live in studio tonight.
Yes, I brought in a piano and I thought I might do some solo thing. It's probably not going to be as intense as the full-on quintet, but yeah, it might give you an idea of some of the possibilities that we thought of that can be done with these tunes.
And what have you got for us on the piano?
Well, I think I'll play it and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's very Miles Davis, isn't it?
Very much so. Let's have a listen here to Adam Rudiger. This is from his David Bowie Project, or The Bowie Project, as he's called it. He'll be presenting this on, when is it, Friday night, this next week, Friday the 15th, at the David Williamson Theatre. Adam Rudiger.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes, 2 hours of jazz each and every Sunday night, and tonight we've got Adam Rudiger in studio. Beautiful piece of music there, Adam.
Thank you, and thank you, David Moyle and Bowie, for for your contributions to that event and performance.
What was it called?
Well, it was a bit of a medley. I started off with Kooks, and I kind of guess I borrowed that little bass line from Harry Connick Jr. on Forever For Now. That's a little walking line that I've always, a little chromatic walking line I've always liked. And I just put Kooks over the top of that, and I have been experimenting on the album. There's also Chilly Down from Labyrinth, which David Bowie doesn't technically sing, but he wrote, and it's sung by, are they the Fieries, those little red puppets that pull their heads off and their eyeballs out and things. It's very appropriate for kids. Yeah, so I do Chilly Down on the album as part of that medley, but I didn't do it then. So I did Kooks, then we went to Valentine's Day, which is a very, very wonderful song from the most recent David Bowie album, The Next Day. And I had a really good time experimenting with the harmonies of that one and what kind of flavors I was going to use. And I even came up with a few that I've never used before. So that was really cool. And then just as a spontaneous thing, I've been working on Moon Age Daydream, which we haven't done live yet. I'm working on it. So I threw that in. And that was a suggestion from Louise from Bowie Down Under. So that one's for you. And she's been one of the ones that has pre-ordered the album from Bandcamp, which was very exciting. So she was right on that. As soon as I posted it, bang, she was there. So
marvelous.
So that's a little dedication to
thank
you.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you very much for doing that.
And also to Adam Dean for being he's sort of the functioning president, I guess you'd say, of Bowie Down Under. And they've been wonderfully supportive. They've come down to a lot of the gigs and they even dropped in on the recording session. And they even Adam passed on our music to Mike Garson, who's David Bowie's piano player, and he had some positive comments to say as well. So that was a really inspirational thing to have happen, the sort of like tick of approval from the guy that played the solo on Aladdin Sane, you know.
That is fantastic, Adam.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
it's
amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
You mentioned their new flavors.
Yeah.
Do you go looking for new flavors?
I think you have to if you are going to. Otherwise, it's just going to be an instrumental pop piano piece. It's just going to be like playing it off the sheet music or something. And if you're just playing the triads or the chords as they were on the album, then to me, it's not really that the jazz element is lost, because I had this inner voice. It's like, what is jazz? Is this going to be jazz? Does it have to swing? You're just going to make everything swing, and will that make a jazz? And I really wanted to try and come up with a few different approaches, like depending on the material, what would suit the material. Will this song, you know, Black Tie, White Noise, lend itself to a great Afro-Cuban rhythm, which was fantastic. And then Modern Love, we did as a swing. Golden Years, we've made it like a waltz in three or in six, a swinger, you know. So it's finding the right kind of interpretation, the flavors, you know, whether it's rhythmic or harmonic for that piece. So yeah, so with Valentine's Day, I was trying all these like juxtaposing triads that don't fit within the key, and it creates a bit of dissonance, but I think it's very, very beautiful when you don't intellectualize and you just listen to it as a piece of music. And that's certainly something that I discovered from Mike Garson's own solo piano Bowie album. I mean, I've only got two solo piano tracks on this record, but he's got a whole album of that stuff. And his approach to it is, you know, his harmonic conception's amazing. And when you listen to it as a listener, you don't know what the hell he did, but you just know that it sounds so dense and beautiful. And it's just all these subtle flavors, like cooking. You try to deconstruct it, try and reverse engineer it. Like, what did he, when you know about harmony, if you're a musician, you know, you're like, what did he put in the, I think I taste a flat nine and maybe some kind of tritone in the bass, or, you know, it's a sort of a bit of an intellectual endeavor.
Is that an annoyance for a musician to, from your perspective, if you want to sit down and listen to something and just to relax, do you find it annoying when your mind heads off into the, what did he put in there?
No, I don't.
Or can you turn it off?
No, I guess I could turn it off. Usually I choose not to, and it's something that I do enjoy. And being I used to be very into film, and I studied film, and I found the same thing, that knowing about cinema and the techniques of cinema only really enhanced my appreciation of the art form. Unless you go, oh my God, that was the biggest cliche ever. You know, that does happen. But in general, I find it only increases my understanding and enjoyment of the art form.
In terms of the Bowie project, starting out with a song here and there and then growing until you've had a repertoire that you didn't realise you'd grown for this purpose, did you find that some of those early pieces that you'd constructed, when you sat down and looked at them somewhat down track, didn't fit what you wanted to do for this album?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and yes, absolutely. The first Bowie tune I ever attempted was Space Oddity. I guess I would have done that about 10 years ago at the old Dizzy's at the post office building in Richmond, and I remember a friend of mine coming up to me afterwards and goes, yeah, Space Oddity, it didn't really work. And so I thought that I would, you know, I always thought I'd revisit it and refine that, but I guess I just got sidetracked with other songs that I had a better approach to. So yeah, there have been a couple that I've got arrangements sitting around for. Loving the Alien is another one that I had worked up as a solo piano piece, but I just felt it wasn't quite there yet. I actually recorded that as part of the album, but decided to leave it off. It can be in the vault. It's important to have a vault.
We're talking to Adam Rudiger here in studio at Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
My guest in studio at the moment is Adam Rudiger, talking about the Bowie Project, which is an album that's just being released on Friday night at the David Williamson Theatre. Adam, what can we expect to see at David Williamson Theatre on Friday night?
Well, you're going to see the entirety of the quintet. We actually have some different horn players. The guys from the album, Damon Brunton and Luke Carbon, who have been with the project for the last year or a little bit more, both unfortunately had prior engagements. They couldn't make that date. So we're making a little change. Instead of tenor sax, we're actually going to have alto sax. And Greg Scher, who I know from Yarra Banks and from the 303 Jam, and we've been playing together a little bit, brought him on board. And also Tom Sly, who I've known for quite a long time, on trumpet. And we had a rehearsal this morning, and it was very, very intense and fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to playing with those guys. It's going to be, just like on the album, a bit of solo piano as well. So some more introspective stuff, and then some smoke and trio action as well.
And it'll be a little bit of a difference having the alto rather than the tenor.
Yeah, it was really great. I was a bit concerned about it. And then when I heard it, I'd practiced with the horn section last week, but then when we got together as the whole band today, it fit right in. It was fantastic. I was thinking more a Pharoah Sanders approach to certain songs, and I got funky Ornette Coleman instead. So I'm happy with that.
Now, the album looks great. It's an interesting design. What's it based on?
It's based on, I can show you this picture. It's not going to be really good for radio listeners, but there's a famous picture of Bowie where he's wearing this incredible onesie with these really bulbous legs. And when people look at the album cover, they see this sort of like orange phallus with these sort of like lines flowing around it, contour lines. And they think that the orange part is the penis shape, but actually the orange part is the gap between Bowie's legs. And then if you turn the album around, you can see his shoulder and his arm from the same costume. So it's sort of been abstractified. And I actually commissioned that artwork from a young artist named Emily Beasy. And I didn't know quite what I wanted, and we had a meeting, and we sort of discussed a few concepts, and she worked up a few ideas, and that was the simplest and most striking design. So that one
certainly grabs your attention. If the listener would like to see that, they can go to what website to find some more information?
If you just Google the Bowie Project and Bandcamp, you will probably be taken to adamrudiger.bandcamp.com. It's simpler than spelling out Rudiger. And the album is available for pre-order on the Bandcamp site. There are a couple of tracks up on SoundCloud as well, so you can just Google SoundCloud, The Bowie Project. And the stonningtonjazz.com.au, of course, if you would like to come along to the main event, which is the launch this Friday.
The festival this year seems to have expanded a little bit on past years, a couple of extra venues and a little bit of expansion of the content.
The stylistic direction is growing in all directions, and I think that this is a very, very positive thing. And Darcy Condon contacted me early on. He's sort of been heading things up, and he was explaining to me his ideas about the programming. Yeah, he's just been very fantastic to work with, and I'm just hugely grateful to Stonington Jazz for having a belief that this is a worthy project. This is by far the most legitimizing experience I've had in my jazz career so far in terms of festivals and things like that. You know, I've always felt like a bit of an outsider because I often do jazz and a bit of funk and then a bit of outer space music, and I don't like to stick in the one thing. But this is basically my first all the way jazz record, which is pretty hilarious given that it's not written by a jazz musician and none of the music is, I'm just a mass of ironies.
Well, it's a nice sound. Let's have a listen to something else. Do you have a favorite track?
I don't have a favorite track. It's really hard to pick, but you know what? I just had a sudden change of mind. Why don't we chuck on Black Tie White Noise, which is number 8? And because, I'm a fan of 80s Bowie, and I'm also a fan of 90s Bowie, and the particular production on that original song is so over the top and fantastic and so 1990, you just know it when you hear it. So it was great to really reinvent it as a piece of Latin jazz, and we had a lot of fun on this one.
Fantastic. You're listening to Bent Notes, and I've been having the pleasure of having here in the studio Adam Rudiger from the Bowie Project, the Adam Rudiger Quintet. Check on the websites for all those bits of information. In the meantime, let's have a listen to Black Tie White Noise.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.